The governor spoke this afternoon in Milwaukee at an energy forum attended by utility executives and other business leaders. Doyle said during his time as governor, the state has added, upgraded, or is adding power plants in Madison, Port Washington, and Oak Creek. He also mentioned another controversial expansion of the so-called Weston plant near Wausau.
We sited and had under construction a baseload plant within 6 months from the dates that the permits applications were filed at the Public Service Commission and the Department of Natural Resources. Now, that's something that would have taken 3+ years before we were able to speed up this process.
However, this week, the Public Service Commission asked the State Justice Department to investigate whether the owner of the Weston plant failed to disclose potentially better pollution controls. Even so, Tim Sheehy of the Metro Milwaukee Association of Commerce says Governor Doyle has a right to tout his energy record.
I think the governor deserves a good grade for the approach he's taken to making sure that the energy infrastructure is there, and in terms of distribution and his recognition that there's more that we need to do.
But Republican gubernatorial candidate Mark Green is not so quick with the praise. Green campaign manager Mark Grawl says Doyle has steered too much money out of a state energy conservation fund.
Jim Doyle and his desire to increase state spending in other areas took $109 million of that money and spent it not on energy conservation, but on other state government programs.
The Energy Conservation and Renewables Bill Doyle just signed apparently put an end to the diversion of money from the Public Benefits Fund. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.